This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're going to go over 23 online side hustles to make extra money online. Now, if you guys are new to this channel, welcome. I'm all about teaching you how to build passive income, become financially free, and design your best lives. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell button to be notified of my latest videos. Now, since we're covering 23 of them, I'm going to try to go quickly. The idea behind this episode is really to start getting your mind going to all the different possibilities there are out there. Having multiple online income streams can help you stop living paycheck to paycheck, can help you with working on debt pay down, and also help you remove stress overall and help you gain that freedom of really not being solely tied to one job. And before we begin on these ideas, I'd like to say that it's a good idea to start tracking your net worth if you haven't done so already. So a popular app that I currently use is Personal Capital. It integrates with your bank accounts and gives you your net worth number, as well as gives you an overview of how much you are cash flowing, what your expenses are, and even categorizes expenses for you. So it really gives you that awareness of your financial situation, which is really important when it comes to helping you grow your net worth and building wealth. If you want to sign up for Personal Capital, I have a link below. It's free to use. Now, without further ado, let's get started. So the first one is you can take surveys online and get paid. So there are a lot of sites that allows you to take surveys, play games, and stuff like that to make some money. A lot of people don't really like this method because it doesn't make you that much money for the time you're putting in, which is pretty true. It does take a lot of time to start making that money, but if you have free time, it might be worthwhile to check out. So three you might want to check out are Swagbucks. It has a $10 bonus when you sign up. Survey Junkie and Inbox Dollars, which has another $5 bonus to sign up. So if you want to check that out, I'll have the links below. Number two, you can get cash back with Rakuten. I've been using Rakuten for a long time. It's a great way to get cash back on purchases. So when you're buying stuff, you just need to have that Chrome extension of Rakuten and then activate it, and then you can start getting some percent cash back. Every time I buy something, it'll give me a percent back of my money. So if you want to check that out, link below. Number three, you can sell on Etsy. Etsy is one of my favorite ways to start making money. It's a platform where you can list and sell handmade goods. You can sell either physical or digital products. I personally sell Photoshop and Microsoft Word templates on Etsy, and I still cash flow from this to this day, even though I don't really touch it. The idea is you put up digital products on the marketplace. It could be like ebooks, courses, it could be printables and things like that. You just put that up, and whenever people purchase it, Etsy will automatically fulfill those orders and you start making money passively. So if you want to try that out, I do have a link that gives you 40 free Etsy listings, which is really cool when you sign up. It's free to start your shop, but every listing does cost some money. It's not that much, maybe like 20 cents or so for a few months. I do have a video on how much Etsy fees are, so you can check that out as well. But yeah, check out my link. You can get 40 free listings, which is really awesome. Number four, you can sell Kindle books. A lot of digital nomads actually write and sell Amazon Kindle books. It has a low barrier of entry. It doesn't really have startup costs. What you'll kind of need to do is maybe write 15,000 to 30,000 words, format your book, and then publish it on kdp.amazon.com. So check out KDP. It's really cool because you don't need to work with a publishing company if you're going to write a book. You can just upload your files and the design for the cover. They will give you a template so you know how to design it, and it will be listed. And every time you get a sale, you will make money from it. Number five, you can sell stock photography. So if you're a professional photographer, it might be worthwhile to try this. There are certain platforms that let you sell your photography online, and then by using existing platforms and marketplaces, you can basically use their search engines and garner sales more easily without having to do as much promotion because you're using those platforms. So some sites include Stocksy, Getty Images, Alamy, and iStockPhoto. Number six is affiliate marketing. When you're doing affiliate marketing, you're actually promoting other people's products that you recommend or use. You're helping the customer by directing them to products that give them value, and you're also helping the owner of the product by marketing their products, and then you benefit yourself because you get a commission of the sales. So whenever people purchase something from your unique referral link, you get a commission. So to participate in affiliate programs, you might want to look up your favorite products and see if they have an affiliate program. For example, some of my favorite products are ConvertKit, Teachable, and HostGator, and they all have affiliate programs that I actually signed up for. So check out if they already have an existing program. You can also look up affiliate networks and sign up there, like Impact Radius or ShareSell. And when you sign up for those, you can look through their catalog of products and see if there's one that you use, and then you can pull unique referral links from it. One of the biggest affiliate programs is actually Amazon Associates. So if you want to sign up for that, go ahead, and basically you'll be able to promote Amazon products to other people. Number 7, you can create a niche site. The idea is you're building a niche site like a blog, you're creating content, you're implementing SEO strategies to get it ranking, and you're looking for niches that have lower competition and more opportunity to rank. At the same time, these niches have to be something that people are actually searching. So you want to do keyword research to see if you can rank your website and rank your different articles. By doing this and getting more hits on your website, you can get a lot of ad revenue, affiliate marketing commissions, you can sell your own products. There's so many different ways to monetize your own blog and website. In order to do this, you might want to start a website through HostGator, and if you use my code DNQ60, you'll get 60% off HostGator. Number 8, you can also get cash back with grocery shopping through Ibotta. Ibotta is an app where you can get cash back as well. It's kind of like Rakuten, but with Ibotta, you need to find the different products that you're going to get cash back on and then buy those products to get that cash back. And what you're going to do is scan the item's barcode, take a picture of the receipt, and then the money will go into your account when you're getting that cash back. You'll basically earn between 25 cents to $5 per offer. Number 9, you can sell items through dropshipping. With dropshipping, you don't need to actually purchase inventory. What you're going to do is kind of be the middleman. You're going to be the one promoting products on your own website, and then you're going to work with a manufacturer. And every time you get sales, you'll notify the manufacturer to create the order for you. One of the advantages is low upfront costs. You basically start like a Shopify website for $29 a month, and you don't need to hold or create inventory. You're basically looking for products that you can sell from another supplier. But usually you have to build up your brand and you have to build up your website so that you can get people to visit your website and get traffic on it to start buying your products. Number 10, you can also sell on Amazon FBA. With Amazon FBA, you're basically outsourcing manufacturers and private labeling your own products. Once you've created the product, your manufacturer will ship products to the Amazon warehouse, and then you will list those products onto Amazon.com. Whenever people purchase your listings, the Amazon warehouse will actually fulfill your orders for you, so it does make it kind of passive. And when you find winning products that start getting a bunch of sales, all you need to do is replenish the inventory from the manufacturer. The advantage with FBA is that you can utilize the Amazon marketplace to start getting sales versus dropshipping, where you really have to do your own promotion. But Amazon FBA does cost more money to start up because you are buying the products. Number 11, you can sell your books and textbooks. There's an app called Book Scouter that lets you sell your books at the best price across 44 vendors. Doesn't have listing fees and has free shipping. Other options include eBay and Amazon, so go ahead and check that out. Number 12, you can freelance. If you do have specific skills, you can freelance remotely and make money online. I personally took some freelancing positions while I was abroad. I used Craigslist to find some positions. You can also look on Upwork, you can freelance on Fiverr, and you can check remote positions at WeWork remotely. That's more like getting remote full-time positions usually, but they might have some part-time work as well. Some freelance positions might include like graphic design work, doing paid ad marketing or social media marketing, becoming a web designer, things like that. All these different types of positions where you can work remotely and help a client. Number 13, you can start a blog. In my opinion, I think that everyone should start a blog. Everyone has something they're passionate about and they have a unique perspective on it. Some people like Alex and Lauren from Create and Go are making $100,000 a month. Now, to make money from it, it's kind of like what I said with the niche site, you got to get a lot of traffic, and you can start making money through ad revenue, affiliate marketing commissions, maybe product sales if you're selling like courses or shirts or your own specific product. You could even do a membership site where people pay monthly for access to something. So there are a bunch of different ways to monetize. If you start a blog, you're going to need hosting and a domain. So like I mentioned, you should sign up for HostGator, code DNQ60 for 60% off. You can also use Namecheap for the domain, or you can just do it all on HostGator. I have a video on how to start a blog. You can check that out as well. The blogging journey does take a lot of time though. I've been doing it for 5 to 6 years now, so it does take time to build up. So just remember that. Number 14, you can sell your stuff or flip items. So here are some places to consider selling. You can sell on eBay, you can sell on Mercari, Poshmark, Depop, Craigslist, Amazon. You can even do garage sales and things like that. So to get started, you could just sell some of your old stuff, or you can flip items. You can look for products that are cheap on clearance or something like that and see if you can flip it for a profit. Number 15, you can become a virtual assistant. So virtual assistants help with administrative tasks as well as technical tasks. Because all the work can be done online, they can work anywhere in the world. So if there are any administrative tasks that you don't want to handle and you need to focus more on scaling your business, for example, those business owners are going to hire VAs. So VAs are definitely in demand. And if you want to get started as a VA, you can start trying to get work on sites like Upwork, as well as popular job boards. Number 16, you can actually make money through hitting your weight loss goals. Healthy Wage is a website that allows you to bet on your own weight loss, and you can get prizes of up to $10,000. They use cash prizes to make it more fun and effective. It's an interesting concept, so go ahead and check it out and see if it makes sense for you. Number 17, you can drive with Lyft. I didn't mention Uber because my Uber got hacked like twice, so I don't really use it anymore because I'm kind of scared to get hacked again, but you might want to try Uber as well. But anyway, there are definitely Lyft drivers who make good money from it. This isn't really an online method. As a Lyft driver, you would pick up people and drive them to their destination, so it's really simple. If you want to try it, sign up as a driver with my link below. And if you want to go further, you can even deliver for DoorDash, and you're basically driving around and delivering food to people. Number 18, you can become a proofreader in your spare time. You can become a proofreader on Fiverr or sites like that. Caitlin of Proofread Anywhere actually made $43,000 in her spare time as a proofreader. So you can check out her resource at Proofread Anywhere, and she basically created this training to help you do the same thing. Number 19, you can teach and sell a course. I love this side hustle because it really provides value for people to get into the educational space. And two sites I recommend for creating your online courses is Teachable and Udemy. With Udemy, you kind of get free marketing by just putting your course on their marketplace, but you'd be able to put it under your own domain and your own branding with Teachable, and you'd be able to make the course price anything you want. So Udemy, there's still kind of a limit, and they usually host these big sales, like $20 sales, like sales for like $10 a course, and they're gonna do that to all the courses on the marketplace. So Teachable, you have more control. So if you want to check those out, link below. Number 20, you can list a room in your home on Airbnb. This is kind of not online, but kind of is because you are dependent on their marketplace. But many people list their rooms on Airbnb for extra cash. There's also another site called VRBO that allows you to do this as well. I actually know people who pay off their mortgage every month by doing this, kind of house hacking and renting out by room on Airbnb. You make more money on Airbnb than renting out to roommates for a long-term lease. Number 21, you can actually sell gift cards that you aren't using. Have you ever received gift cards that you know you're never gonna use? Raise is a marketplace that allows you to buy and sell gift cards, and it's free to join, and you can sell your gift cards for cash. Number 22, you can start a YouTube channel. So I really love this idea where you can build a following and you can monetize through ad revenue, through affiliate marketing, through sponsorships. There's so many different ways you can monetize, but it's a great way to sort of build something you're passionate about and help people at the same time. And lastly, with number 23, you can teach a foreign language or teach English online. You can teach on Cambly or iTalki. It's two sites that I recommend. I've used iTalki to actually learn Spanish. And with Cambly, you can make 17 cents per minute, which is $10.20 per hour. With Cambly and iTalki, you actually don't need certification. It's very easy to get started. With iTalki, there's the professional teacher and the community tutor. So being a community tutor, you don't need that certification. So you can actually teach English pretty easily by signing up on these different sites. So I hope you guys enjoyed all these different methods of making extra money online. I hope this kind of gets your brain racking on all the different ideas that are possible. And there's so many more that I didn't actually list in this video. So make sure you do your research on all these different methods and see if there's anything that's right for you. As you see from all the different ideas, some take more time and you're kind of building a business with it, and others are some like cashback offers or things like that, that you can make some quick money.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.